HTC Vive vs. PlayStation VR 2021, Top Full Guide. Are you currently having a hassle as you don't know which device to choose between, HTC Vive vs. PlayStation VR? Both are VR headsets, however. To get more information, follow the content below. In this guide, we first specify what HTC Vive and PlayStation VR are. We then offer pertinent information to distinguish both and select the best product for you. What is PlayStation VR? The PlayStation VR, PSVR, known by its codename Job Morpheus during Evolution, is a virtual reality headset manufactured by Sony Interactive Entertainment, which premiered in October 2016. It's completely operational using all the PlayStation 4 and is forwards compatible with the PlayStation 5 home video game console. The PlayStation VR works with the PlayStation 5 through an adapter sent at no cost by Sony to anybody who has purchased the PSVR. PlayStation 5 matches declared that support PSVR, just PlayStation 4 variations of PSVR supported matches could empower virtual reality onto PlayStation 5. In certain games and demos for your VR, the participant is wearing the headset functions separately from other gamers with no headset. The PlayStation VR system may output a photo to either the PlayStation VR headset plus a TV concurrently, with the TV mirroring the image exhibited on the headset or displaying another picture for competitive or cooperative gameplay. PlayStation VR functions with the standard DualShock 4 control, PlayStation Move controls, or the PlayStation VR Aim controller. The PlayStation VR includes a 5.7-inch OLED panel, using a screen resolution of 1080p. The headset also has a chip box that enables the social screen video to the output signal to the TV, process the 3D sound effect, and utilize a 3.5mm headphone jack. The headset also contains 9 positional LEDs on its surface to your PlayStation camera to monitor the 360-degree head movements. What is HTC Vive? The HTC Vive is a virtual reality headset manufactured by HTC and Valve. The headset uses space-scale monitoring technology, permitting the consumer to move in 3D space and utilize motion-tracked handheld controllers to interact with the surroundings. The HTC Vive was introduced during HTC's Mobile World Congress keynote in March 2015. Development kits were shipped out in August and September 2015, and also the first consumer version of the apparatus premiered in April 2016. Read more, https://www.gvsu.edu/cms/asset/7e70fbb5-obbc-f4c-a56cbb9121eca7f/7_things_about_HTC_vive.pdf. Sony PlayStation VR vs. HTC Vive, which VR headset is worth the money? Head-to-head, we contrasted two other very common tethered virtual reality headsets, the PlayStation VR along with the HTC Vive, to find a feeling of where VR encounters are now, what should improve, and where they may go tomorrow. While every headset has its specs and limitations, VR encounters differ mainly as a consequence of the form of machine forcing them, a PC, Vive and Rift, a video game console, PSVR, or even a smartphone, Daydream and Gear VR. The takeaway is the HTC Vive provides an unparalleled experience around graphics, movement tracking, and full functionality, but the PSVR is a lot easier to use. Digital reality technology for a whole is significantly more developed than many recognize. When it's your first time in VR, then the two of these cans will blow you apart. While we broadly analyzed matches, our expertise with these cans leaves us optimistic than ever about VR's potential in consumer and industrial use cases from amusement to instruction and treatment. The PSVR has become the most popular VR headset quickly outside now 2 meters units in the year following its October 16 launch, although the Vive and all the identical Oculus Rift is about the high end of both price and functionality. We think there'll be 536 meters VR consumers in 2023 with a market worth of $62 billion compared to the 25 meters consumers at a $3.5 billion marketplace now. These cans have reinforced our beliefs in the tech's potential and have shown there is still a long road ahead. design and comfort, Sony's PlayStation VR headset includes a little humor flair. It is considerably more likely to elicit gasps of envy from the buddies when they come across to have a look at your new digital reality wares. It is not all decorative, though. Sony has stuck a number of the technician over the Googles to help disperse the weight somewhat evenly around your mind, something HTC's Vive does not do too. It is not something that's a problem once you first slip a headset, but for 15-minute plus periods, relaxation becomes more critical. In terms of the Vive, it is less of a black box as it seems. Both the PlayStation VR and Vive may be utilized if you wear eyeglasses, both require different earphones. PSVR comes bundled with a set, and Sony's headset features a fast launch button to make it a lot easier to get it off and on. Generally, these two have the upper hand across the rift concerning relaxation. The notches for its glasses wearers on Vive, and the quick adjustable release on PSVR, create extra comfort. You receive a little sweatier using Vive on, though, because you are moving about more, and for a few, it might begin to feel somewhat heavy. PSVR is much more comfortable, but it is primarily a seated encounter. Controllers. None of the above would matter, with no capability to interact with the digital environment. In its quest to offer the most available VR experience potential, Sony has made sure you can use your common DualShock 4 control when utilizing PlayStation VR. That blue light onto the rear of the power means the camera will have the ability to monitor its motion also. Those hoping to get a more immersive method will be pleased to hear you may also utilize the PlayStation Transfer Batons, a part of an effort by Sony to create a motion control system that, before PSVR, appeared somewhat unsuccessful. Employing the batons allow you to control things with gestures. The Vive, on the other hand, includes two wireless controllers. Featuring integrated rechargeable lithium-ion polymer batteries and micro-USB charging, the wireless controls permit the system to translate where your hands are and leave them in the digital universe. The controls have a soft-touch finish with textured buttons along with traction pads. There is a multifunctional trackpad on each, in addition to a double-stage trigger with HD haptic feedback. Untethered VR around the corner. Last week, Lenovo declared Mirage Solo, an untethered standalone hardware VR headset, which runs on Google's Daydream platform. It'll be priced around $400 and boat in the spring of 2018. We think Mirage Solo will indicate a measurable step ahead in the usefulness of VR. More later this week, Sony PlayStation VR vs. HTC Vive games. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=thj2skbvf-m. With the PSVR only just outside the gate, its library is smaller than the Vive's, but it's an excellent lineup nonetheless. You can view our entire collection of the most okay current and upcoming games for PSVR, but there is not a shortage of articles. One of our favorites today is Rocksteady's Arkham VR, that made a highly commended from the 2016 Warble Awards, Crytek Robinson, The Journey, psychedelic rail shooter Res Infinite, along with the London Heist. There is a fantastic mixture of experience, driving, and shooting accessible at the moment. However, we have found ourselves becoming somewhat queasy with several vehicle-based matches, specifically Drive Club VR. There is also a lot more to come from the forthcoming months, together with Resident Evil 7 Biohazard and Gran Turismo Sport becoming incredibly excited, though we will be awaiting 2017 on these. On the HTC Vive facet, we have enjoyed watching the roster of matches steadily increase. In reality, there are a lot of now we could barely maintain, with countless names on Steam offering Vive support. Many make good use of this space-scale monitoring, including Hover Junkers, Job Simulator, and Elite Dangerous. The vast library means there is a good deal of variation, even though we cannot say that each content is worth your time. Titles like Google's Tilt Brush, which permits you to paint masterpieces in virtual reality, imply the Vive includes a couple more Wii Sports-type names, showcases to get a broader market beyond the serious players. Many games play upon the Oculus Rift along with the Vive. However, a few are Oculus exclusives right now, or will be if they arrive, so it is well worth knowing which ones people are if you are thinking of a Vive. PlayStation VR vs HTC Vive price. Before Sony's launch event, there were reports in which PSVR would include a $360 price tag because of a slip-up from Korean merchant Microspot, which temporarily recorded the headset to get 498 Swiss francs. There was talk of Sony's offering costing over the Oculus Rift because of a Forbes report that listed the cost as $1,125 Canadian dollars. That might work out to number 550, number 50 over the Oculus and just number 140 less expensive than HTC Vive. During its press conference, Sony finished all speculation by showing just how much you will need to pay out to PlayStation VR. The headset will charge you $349 in the United Kingdom and $399 in the United States. Considering you do not need to devote a great deal of money upgrading or getting a new PC, as is valid with this HTC Vive and the Oculus Rift, that is a pretty good price. HTC disclosed that the Vive goes available for number $689 in the UK and $799 in the United States. That is much over PlayStation VR. However, it is important to recall all of the excess stuff that comes with this Vive. You will find the headset, two wireless controllers, two base stations, a Hyperlink box, earbuds, Vive accessories, and three pre-bundled VR experiences. The very first of the bundled applications is Job Simulator, the 2050 Archives. Set in a contemporary world where robots have altered human tasks, you choose a robot learning precisely what it was like to function as a human in many different functions. Another, known as Fantastic Contraption, entails building insane constructions in fantastical areas. People who pre-order will even get Google's Tilt Brush painting experience that occurs in 3D space and permits you to paint stars, fire, light, and continue through your creations like they were actual. What is more, HTC's VR technology is more sophisticated than Sony's, which can be just another reason for its higher cost and a great segue to our segment specs. Verdict. The winner was the HTC Vive. The games seem better in Vive since it is based on a PC capable of better images. The exceptional visuals of this Vive played a substantial part in our sense of immersion compared with this PSVR. Another significant benefit for your Vive is that the positional monitoring via the detectors versus the PSVR merely uses a camera-facing headset. While both have 6 degrees of freedom, meaning it could monitor up, down, right, left, and forward, back, the Vive's detectors permit for a freer encounter compared to PSVR. Various occasions played with the PSVR where we transferred from the camera's perspective to peek around the corner or duck behind cover. It caused the game to pause and instruct us to return to the view of the camera. Together with the Vive, we averted tracking issues almost entirely. The more we played with it, the further we understood that the more Vive is a much better system. Platforms. It is no secret that you are likely to want a reasonably powerful PC to utilize the HTC Vive. The business has a fantastic tool on its site where you could check to ensure that your PC has the hardware needed. Concerning PC platform requirements for your Vive, HTC urges the following: NVIDIA GeForce GTX 970, AMD Radeon R9290 equal or higher, Intel i5-4590, AMD FX8350 equal or higher, 4GB plus RAM HDMI 1.4 or DisplayPort 1.2 or newer, 1X USB 2.0 or higher port, Windows 7 SP1 or newer. Sony has made matters as straightforward as possible in regards to PlayStation VR. Got a PS4? Then all you want to do is purchase PSVR, and it is possible to hook it up and begin playing with it. That is it. You will come to have the choice to purchase the transfer buttons. However, they are not required. Problem areas. The most significant shortcoming for the two headsets was in-game motion. The cans are equally tethered into the PC PS4 so that there is not much freedom to move around. Most games use teleworking, where the participant presses a button and chooses where on the floor from the screen they'd love to proceed to. It seems clunky and certainly is immersion breaking. In Skyrim, we could alter the settings to proceed generally, without teleporting, which felt far more natural. Separately, removing or perhaps mitigating the screen door impact on visuals is crucial. Cutting the cord can be crucial, they get in the way, become uncontrollable, and generally are a hassle. We understand these as growing pains that need to be expected of any new technology product, yet this matter has been addressed from the Oculus Santa Cruz project and the Vive Pro. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=u5lbzx2a. Conclusion. Both these devices are VR cans. However, there are still significant differences between both. Neither one wins, s that it depends on what you're searching for. If it comes to raw performance, the Vive is much far better compared to the PlayStation VR. But you'll have to shell out a large quantity of money to get it. PlayStation VR provides a far more accessible and inexpensive choice. Pick the excellent device for your requirements with this particular review. Related posts, how to use Gear VR on PC 2021, top full guide. Do you need a VR headset to play VRChat 2021, top full guide. What do I need for PlayStation VR 2021, top full guide.